Well, let me try it again. Let me do the video again. Let me do it again. How y'all doing this morning?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. Woo. Is it okay to have fun? It's okay to have fun in the Lord? You mean we can come to a church and clap our hands and laugh and just be joyous?
That's right.
Wow. Wow. We need to take that out in the street and tell somebody you can come here and do the same thing you do out there. In a lot better conditions. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. If I stumble, I remember what I read in His Word. Then I rise up and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. I'm so thankful He is able to meet all of my needs. And His power is working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer, He has won the victory. I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer, God has crushed the enemy. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. If I stumble, I remember what I read in His Word. Then I rise up and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. I'm so thankful He is able to meet all of my needs. And His power is working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer, He has won the victory. I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Say, I'm a believer. And His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. The devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. Say, God has crushed the enemy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has crushed the enemy. You know, the devil is going to realize one day that he's defeated. He's going to realize that he's beat. There's no worse feeling in the world know that you beat. Well, it ain't. I mean, I love to win, and I fool with horse races, and you let a horse break out of the gate, and he be leading till he come to the wire, and the next thing you know, everybody pass him. It's no worse feeling in the world. Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. That's defeat. But you know the greatest thing? If we're a Christian, the devil ain't going to pass us at the finish line. We are going to be in the lead. Amen? Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. I love the Lord for that. He fixed it to where I could run my race. May not always feel like running. Get tired sometimes. But at the end, I'm still going to be in the lead. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God. stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome with power. Our God, and if the God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if the God is with us, then what can stand against? And if the God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if the God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Come on, church.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
I like that.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Hallelujah. I just thank you. You know, sometimes I myself, I have to just stop. And I look around me, look at what I do have, just to keep from complaining about something that I don't have. Oh, I do. I've got flesh like everybody else, and I complain about things. And sometimes I just have to stop and look around me and see what I've got.
Amen.
I might not have everything that I want, but I got everything I need. You notice that? I mean, we've got all we need right here. In right here around us now, I've got a great church. I've got great wife. I've got great kids. My in-laws are great, except yes. For Dad. He seems to want to lay around sometimes. I just don't understand it. No, I'm just joking, but I really do. But then, if it's something I don't have, I complain about it. Instead of just being like, wow, you know, God, you've really been good to me. And I know if I keep putting these feet forward to serve you, eventually these things are going to come to me. Amen.
Amen.
Something about, in the Bible, don't it say something about if you do the things for the good Lord, he'll make sure you get your desires or something of that nature.
Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
I believe it's something like that in the Bible. I believe it's something like that. You know, my little mind sometimes, I just can't comprehend where those scriptures are. But when I read them, they sink in there. Oh, they do. They do. They sink in there. We might not know a chapter or verse, but in a critical situation, these things that pop in your mind just, oh, yes.
Carlo, can I share something?
Well, you sure can.
I was doing the bulletin, and I've been just kind of taking notes of different statements that I read. I don't know, you know, like if you're like me, you read different devotionals or comments that people make, and sometimes people say things that just like, oh, I need to remember that. That's a good one. And the one that I put in the bulletin was, be filled with crazy courage. It's time to dance on fear. And I remember reading where it said, sometimes you got to do it afraid. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't know what I've got to dance about. I don't know what I've got to rejoice about. You know, this isn't right. Well, that's when you need to do it. You're going to have to dance on fear this morning. Do it afraid. Because you're glorifying God and you're saying, devil, we said that song earlier. It said the devil's under our feet. I believe in the power of God. Dance on him this morning. Dance on him in Jesus' name.
Sometimes it's hard to realize where you're going to until you look back at where you've been. and you don't realize it, and the ditch runs alongside the roadside too. And you can still be heading the same direction. It feels rough. And you look back, and, you know, Terry was talking about that everybody might not have a major change when they were saved, or when not necessarily a major event. But you look back, and you can see when you're tougher times in life that God was there with you. It's just like the footprints thing. It's a fact. But you don't realize it while you're going through it. You think, oh, I'm all by myself, and I did this. And then you look back and you realize, whether it's in the form of friendly, family, friends, people you don't even know might say the right thing at the right time. And it's just, and those little things, and you have to look at a blessing. This week I had we've run through some financial issues. I'm in between jobs looking for things right now. But the point is, I put a rebuilt transmission in. I got a reasonable rate on it. Put it in. Well, it wasn't wanting to shift. Well, of course, what runs through your mind, now I've got to pay somebody to take this out, take it back to the guy. Well, it ended up being something simple. It was an electronic thing. Guy fixed it for about $20. But that's a blessing, and people don't realize that. They go, oh, well, that's coincidence. No, that's a blessing. That's God. If you don't see that's God, then that's your fault. The miracles happen. You just got to look for them and realize that that's what they are. People don't realize the everyday miracles that happen all the time. And I'm not talking about, well, in Brother Jerry's case, it might be just getting up and getting out of bed. But people think they take so many things for granted that happen to you each day until you look and you realize, oh, well, no, it was a blessing. And you got to recognize it.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's great, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I'll tell people in a minute, tomorrow's not promised any of us. Last week when I sang it, Troy's benefit. He was running around there, and you know, he was standing on the word that his God has more than enough. He just kept saying that, and that's what he's standing. And it's just it's a great thing to see people in a Christian state of mind, being a Christian, believing what the word says, and standing on it. It's awesome to see that. It's awesome to go outside these doors and see that. And it's what's even better that it's in all of us, and we can do the same thing. We can stand on these words when we're in need, or when we're not in need. You know, seems to me that I heard mentioned in this very place that if we're standing on the word before trouble arises, we're that much stronger. We're that much stronger. Amen. Go ahead, King.
Off your chain now and forever, he's always the same. So don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. Help is on the way, and he will not delay. Jesus can heal you everywhere.
where you hurt. Jesus can free you from pain and every curse. So shout hallelujah, lift your voice in praise. Jesus can heal you, help is on the way. Help is on the way.
The healing power of God is working in me right now. The healing power of God is working in me right now. The healing power of God is working in me right now. The healing power of God is working in me right now. The healing power of God. The healing power of God. The healing power of God is working in me. Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Jesus can free you from pain and every curse. So shout hallelujah, lift your voice in praise. Jesus can heal you, help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Oh, Jesus. really love you.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord. I thank you for the blessings that you give us, Lord God. I thank you that I'm able to pray to you, Lord God, for all my needs, from healing, for the power, victory, Lord God. I just thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for being there, Lord God, in my time of need and sorrow, Lord God. I thank you for being there for me, Lord God, when I'm happy and smiling and running about, Lord God. I thank you for these things. Now, Heavenly Father, I just want to let you know, Lord, this morning that we love you and we need you. Hallelujah. Woo! You know, I see people, especially Bethany and her little baby, little Brittany. I see how that when mama takes off walking, here she is. She's right here by her mama. Or I see how grandparents are. I've seen him mow his yard, and I've seen him laying up in his arms sleep on a riding mower. Sound asleep. I've seen that man right there sound asleep riding a tractor behind his dad. Oh, yeah. I've seen him do that so many times and ride on that old rough tractor sound asleep. But you know what? He's with his daddy. She's with her mama. He was with his granddad. All that love. Now just think how much Jesus loves us. He hung on a cross for all of us. It's just so awesome. The love that he has for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what? I was in my old stomping ground the other day, and I run into one of my friends that he had a foot amputated, and we prayed right there, right in Walmart. Prayed for that. On my way out the door was another friend of mine. He pulled me over. Hey, man, he said, Ricardo, my back's really hurting me. I said, it is. He said, yeah. I said, well, let's take care of that. Let's pray for that. Let's pray for that. Well, yeah, I did that. I did that. That's. I don't know what it is about me and Walmart, but every time I guess it's cause it. Leave it alone, Dad. Leave it alone. I guess it is. I guess it is. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. We're letting people know that prayer works. We're letting people know that God is still in control. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh no, they'd be lined out the door waiting to talk to him. Oh no.
Woo. Well, as greedy as they are for money, they'd run me off. They would do that. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's awesome to be around people that allows themselves to be used by the Lord. Amen. Because, now don't get me wrong, I learned how to do that after him. I learned how to do that after her. I learned how to do that after that lady right there. I learned how to do that after Brother Bob. Everything that they do, they got the Lord right in the middle of this. And if you hang around, you know, they told me one time when I was out running drugs and all this good set, the cop told me, he said, Ricardo, you keep hanging around these dogs, you're going to get fleas. That's what he told. Well, that's the truth. He told me that, and I got him. But now let's flip that coin over. I got to hanging around good folk, and that rubbed off on me too. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't that a good thing? Shoot, I like that. God is good to me. Go ahead, guys.
Thank you.
waiting for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth.
You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Your presence in this place,
your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Like to hear Ricardo's stories about going to Walmart. That just makes me happy. But I just want to let y'all know, you know, you all have it inside you just like Ricardo does. And I had been trying to work on that for a while myself. I've grown up in this church. I've sat under all the teachings. I've learned and everything. And I've been doing this for quite some time. I don't even know when I started. But when customers come through and say, would you pray for me or whatever, I will just stop ringing them up and pray right there instead of say, oh, yeah, I'll pray. Because to be honest, when you say you're going to pray for somebody, you might forget. And if you've got the opportunity to do it, and I'm telling you, it is scary because you just, when I first did it, I'm like, yeah, people think I'm trying to be self-righteous and all this and
or I'm doing this for brownie points because God wants me to pray for them. No, you do it to give them the blessing. You don't know what's in their life. You don't know if they're even saved. But you don't have to preach a big sermon. You can just pray for them in their situation right there. And then, you know, keep them on your heart. And when they come to you, even if you don't even know. So now, people will come to my register and ask me to pray for them. And that's a good feeling. Not because I'm all puffed up or anything, but it is because you're working on what you've learned. You know what God wants you to do, and you're doing it. And that's what you should do. No, and like she said, dance on fear or whatever. That's what you need to do. Because not every time do I want to do that. But God told me to.
So she's being obedient, right?
That's right.
She's doing what the good Lord is instructing her to do, amen? You know what, like I said, if he's got my back, I'm not worried about nothing else. Just bottom line, God has got it like that within me. And I've had a taste of what it's like on the other side of this thing. And I'd much rather be where I'm at right now, amen? Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Woo! Y'all guess what? Y'all guess what? I get to do my favorite song we do here at this church. I do. I just absolutely love this song. What? Huh? Offering? Hallelujah. Now, see, I was ready. I'm so ready to do this song. I was going to skip the offering, y'all. You know what? The day I'm perfect is the day they'll call me Jesus, right? Well, that ain't going to happen.
Ricardo, I would like to say this, though. You learned a lot of stuff from us, but you don't go through Walmart like I do. Anybody ever been with me when I've been in Walmart?
Mom, I can't go through your house like you do. I ain't going there. Oh, hallelujah. Guys, it's time to take up the offering. And Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for all you do for us, Lord God. Thank you for all you do for this church, Lord God. I thank you for the givers of this church and the caretakers, Lord, because that's what it takes to run this place, Lord. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to open up the windows and pour out a blessing that they just can't handle, Lord. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul. By the Lord, just got to say one more thing. If you think about the words that you're singing in that song, it says that your soul magnifies the Lord. And to magnify means to make bigger. And John 3:30 says, I must decrease so that he must increase. So it's really hard that the concept that he's greater than you, but he truly is. And you just got to humble yourself.